Happy New Year. Welcome to our first twist of 2024. This is Sarah McGann from KPMG's Washington National Tax State and Local Tax Practice. First up today, on December 27, 2023, the New York Department of Taxation and Finance adopted regulations to implement the sweeping Article 9A corporate franchise tax reforms first enacted almost a decade ago. It is likely that almost every New York business taxpayer will be affected by some aspect of the final regulation. The department's assessment of public comment confirms that because the regulations interpret the statutory amendments of tax reform, they'll be applied to the same periods, i.e. as far back as the 2015 tax year, to the extent that tax reform year is still open under the statute of limitations. In corporate income tax news, there were a few developments of note related to Public Law 86-272, including that the finalized New York regulations incorporate aspects of the MTC's revised statement on Public Law 86-272. Further, in a case addressing whether a freight forwarding company had sufficient contacts with New Jersey to be subject to corporation business tax, the New Jersey Tax Court determined that material issues of fact remained unresolved, and therefore the case could not be decided on a summary judgment motion. However, the tax court did confirm that the taxpayer was not protected under Public Law 86-272. Although the taxpayer coordinated shipments of freight, i.e. tangible property, for its customers, it was not the owner of the freight and was therefore not soliciting orders for sales of tangible personal property. In other Public Law 86-272 news, on December 13, 2023, a California Superior Court struck down the California Franchise Tax Board guidance issued in TAM 2022-01 and Publication 1050 that incorporated certain aspects of the MTC's revised statement on Public Law 86-272. In the judge's view, the TAM and Publication 1050 were regulations within the meaning of the Administrative Procedure Act, or APA, and because neither was enacted in compliance with the APA requirements, both were void. The FTB is now challenging the language incorporated into the summary judgment motion as being overly broad. Finally, in sales tax news, the Florida Department of Revenue recently issued guidance on who is responsible for remitting sales and use tax when a third-party delivery network company is involved in the transaction. Thank you for listening to Twist This Week, and stay well.